The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. We are seeing markets getting a bit more cautious as we head into the release of the FOMC minutes tonight. So seeing the Asian opening numbers just underwater, taking the cue from Wall Street, where we saw the Dow and the S&P 500 snapping a three-day winning streak. To help us get the bigger picture, we have some help from Oriano Litza. He's a sales trader at CMC Markets. Morning, Oriano. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, market's not doing too great at the moment this morning, Oriano. Just going to get a take first. What's your assessment of the market sentiment right now? We had a brief good run since Friday, but now it seems that we are back to being a bit jittery. What's driving the sentiment this morning?
Yeah, I think it is a case of uncertainty, unfortunately, Ryan. It's not probably what investors want to hear. They'll be looking for a directional market or some sort of trending market. We are leading into sort of key announcements and key data sets that will come out later on today and obviously into the week. So I guess investors are sort of waiting with bated breath to see what sort of decisions are being made and if there's any clarity on those decisions.
So we also got US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling CNBC that Huawei and other Chinese companies are a national security threat. I think that's one thing weighing on the market. We also have in recent days Donald Trump piling more pressure on the Fed. So the latest, we have him slamming Jerome Powell again, saying he has horrendous lack of vision, and he's calling for the central bank to do more. In fact, slash rates by a full percentage points, at least 100 basis points. So, Oriano, looking at the recent data that we've been getting out of the US economy, does he have a good reason for calling such aggressive rate cuts? Does the US economy need it right now?
Yeah, it's an interesting line of thesis to surprise us, President Trump. But look, I think the Fed has changed its stance somewhat, where it used to be extremely heavily data dependent. I know we've discussed in the past, Ryan, that obviously now the driving force or factor is this recessionary risk, but also the fact that the actual government seems to be directing the Fed as to where they want the cuts to be made, and obviously more importantly by how much these cuts are. If we look at specific data, from a data perspective, unemployment and jobless claims, they're at 50-year lows, and the retail data has bucked sort of global trends, averaging around a sort of 0.64% growth over the past 5 months. I think we can get sometimes caught up in the sort of short-term data which comes out, on a weekly basis. But I think given the kind of situation that we're seeing globally, we're taking more of a stance on a sort of an average of a sort of 3 to 5, 6 month average to get a sort of a clearer picture about the direction of the economy. Now, if you use those statistics or those stats that I've just quoted, it would suggest that the economy is fairly healthy. What the Fed is citing is the outside risks with obviously the ongoing trade war that is obviously heaping pressure on the global economy. On top of that 100 basis point cut, we've heard both Jerome Powell and President Trump come out deflecting any concerns of recessionary fear, which I do find a little bit difficult to swallow.
We're chatting with Oriano Litza. He is a sales trader at CMC Markets. Oriano, looking ahead, we have the FOMC minutes being released. We've got the Jackson Hole Symposium. So overnight, we did see the dollar declining in line with the drop in treasury yields. So I think investors are bracing for a potentially more dovish tone coming out from the data or the speeches coming this week. So I want to get your thoughts, Oriano. How aggressive or what type of tone are you expecting to hear from the Jackson Hole Symposium when you do have Fed Chief Jerome Powell making a speech?
Yeah, look, he's given the keynote speech at the Jackson Hole Symposium. I think that is a lead-in into, obviously, the interest rate decision come September, if we currently look at it at the moment. I think he'll be giving an indication. It's important to identify the language that he's using. What's more important is how aggressive these cuts are going to be. They've priced in a 95% probability for a 25 basis point cut, with only leaving a 5% likelihood of a more aggressive 50 basis point cut come September. November 18th meeting, looking at some other data maybe that maybe we could read into a little bit. Home sales is obviously coming out later on this evening, which could give us an indication of consumer spending. Yeah, as it stands, I guess this global sort of easing or cutting cycle is a bit of a concern, and this also search for yield as well, where investors are literally holding on to cash, and the concern is that if it continues to, the race to zero continues, we could see ourselves in a bit of a liquidity trap.
Consumer spending in the US is still doing quite okay, so that will be one interesting data point to watch tonight when we get the US retail sales numbers. Oriano, just to wrap things up, we've got the headlines coming out from Europe that the Italian Prime Minister has announced his intention to resign. So he's been under pressure for quite a long time because his cabinet not really cooperating with him and has been calling for a no-confidence vote. So, Oriano, what exactly is the shape Italy is in? I've got some headlines describing Italy as moving from chaos into crisis. How accurate is this in terms of impact to markets?
Yeah, this one's a little bit close to home, Ryan, this one, the Italian PM resigning, but this is concerning, absolutely. What was concerning to an extent is was that there was no major market movement. So I looked at the Italian index overnight, as well as the euro against the dollar. There wasn't any major sort of concerns around that. I think if we take a step back and look at the wider impact to the eurozone, I do agree where there could be chaos could ensue. Could Mr. Salvini obviously go over leadership with some of his very interesting sort of far right monetary stances, and he effectively wants to break away from the eurozone as well. My concern is if he takes these aggressive stances, then it could be a trigger or sort of catalyst for a recession in the region, which could then have damning effects to the sort of global recessionary concerns.
Okay, Salvini, of course, is the Deputy Prime Minister trying to give him a hard time. So that is something that is playing out in Italy over the next few months and even maybe into next year. Thank you so much, Oriano. We've been chatting with Oriano Lizza. He is the sales trader at CMC Markets. Oriano, have a great day ahead.
You too, Ryan. Thanks a lot.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.